He is a former NFL cornerback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He played college football at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, where he was also a track star. He played for the Jaguars from 2005 to 2010 and recorded nearly 100 tackles. When he was playing in the NFL, he wrote a piece for Beyond the Ultimate describing how he came to faith in Jesus Christ. He said, "I'm 5'9 and probably 178 pounds on a good day. There's no way I should be playing in the NFL. But here I am. And it is God's love that puts everything into perspective for me. No matter what trials may come, if you can get back to the fact that God loves you, it puts everything into perspective. I went through a time where I built up a lot of pride because of the success I had on the field and in school with the girls. You know, sin feels good for a season. It feels good when you're doing it. But then I just felt empty inside. When I got to college, it just got worse, and I knew exactly why that was. I got down on my knees and asked God for forgiveness and to be the Lord of my life. But it's not like I had everything together in my life. I made the mistake of expecting God to give me everything I wanted. Then I had a real bad season, a mediocre season. I was about to quit football and leave it all together, but I learned something really important. Not to seek God for what He could do for me, but to just get to know Him better. It made so much sense. When you're in a relationship with God, you look for His heart, not His hand. He wants a relationship with you. And once you get into learning more about Him, you learn more about yourself. That's what the Bible is about. Instructions for our life and how we should seek Him and how we should seek Him. His name is Scott Starks. Beloved, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Scott Starks gave his life to Christ, may I encourage you to do the same. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and he's done everything for you, for he paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.